Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, Shad and I have a new guest on the show. I'm sure well known to a number of our listeners, especially our more politically focused listeners. We are chatting with Brandon Tatum, former police officer and author of Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Black Cop in an America Under Siege. I will post a link to Brandon's book below this interview. Brandon is also the spokesperson and advisor at Quest, trade on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KWE and on the OTCQB under the symbol KWEMF. Now, what we're going to be talking with Brandon about is Quest's low energy cartridge system. So this is a new system, a new non-lethal option for a number of users, police, military, even retailer individuals. Brandon, before we get into the low energy cartridge system, please just give our listeners a little bit more of a background on yourself and what drew you to join the Quest team and help promote and get the low energy cartridge system out to the public, please.
Cool. Thank you guys for having me. A little bit of background of me, where I come from is I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. You know, I grew up in a very diverse home, very diverse background. My dad was a firefighter. He retired after 35 years of honorable service. And I was an All-American football player in high school. I went to college, played football, was in the NFL draft. Unfortunately, I didn't get drafted like I wanted to. Of course, I was heartbroken. But I think God had some better plans for me. I ended up joining the police department in 2011. And while I was on the police department, I was a SWAT team operator. I was a field training officer. I trained new officers how to become officers, quality officers. I trained at the academy also for current police officers and also the new guys who would come in. I was a spokesperson for the police department, and I ran all the social media platforms. I got in a little bit into the political realm a little bit later on in my police career. So after six and a half years of being a police officer, I left the police department to do kind of the things that I'm doing now. I speak all over the country. I also have over 2 million subscribers and followers on social media platforms. I talk about political stuff. I talk about policing in America and different things like that. And one of the main reasons that I joined Quest is because let me be honest, I'm a capitalist, right? I mean, I saw an incredible opportunity, not only to be a part of something that I think is going to blow up, but also something that I believe in. You know, after being a police officer and being on the SWAT team, we work with the simunition round, which David created. He's one of the chairpersons for Quest. He created the simunition round, and it was highly effective. I mean, we used it every single time we trained. It was the most effective training tool that we had. And I talked to people all over the country and also people in the military. They say that that particular cartridge was the greatest thing since, you know, the creation of combat training, you know, at least kind of hand to hand training. So, you know, I thought it was a great opportunity. You know, I think that this low energy cartridge that we've created and developed is going to change the game, especially in law enforcement. And I also think it gives a dynamic perspective, or at least flexibility as a independent citizen for home defense and for people to defend themselves as well. Because I think not only should police have options, but I think citizens should have options. And this is going to be probably the greatest invention introduced to law enforcement and military that we've seen in decades.
Well, Brandon, it's great having you on the show. And I've been a fan of your YouTube channel, The Officer Tatum, and have watched dozens of your videos and your commentary. And I'm glad you're out there as a voice of reason in the marketplace, sometimes talking about the issues that the police departments and even the military has, and how do they appropriately handle dangerous situations where they want to use non-lethal force. But oftentimes, some of the public narrative takes away more and more of those options. We saw last year, you know, some of the situations that arose in the United States and even globally, where people were asked not to use tear gas. They were asked not to use pepper spray. They were asked not. And so sometimes they're taking away so many options. The only option left for officers in a dangerous situation is a lethal option. So with these low energy cartridge systems that Quest has, it gives people another option. It gives them a chance to not just respond in a way that's non-lethal, but also in a way that can give them a little bit more distance. And as David Luxton, the chairman, says, sometimes distance is safety. And so I guess walk us through a little bit deeper. How did those simunition rounds in the past, you know, help you guys in a training scenario? We talked off mic about a couple scenarios where just they're more lifelike, they're more real. And then these new low energy cartridge systems, how they're kind of the next iteration of that, and how that could really apply to the policing and the military markets.
Yeah, the simunition rounds were highly effective, and you felt them. I tell you what, you weren't gonna escape knowing that you got hit by one of them, and it really boosts training and make you more aware. So I think that they were highly effective in the, you know, kind of the new 2.0 or innovative version of that is the low energy cartridge that Quest has created, and I think that it's going to really help law enforcement. Like you were referring to in the beginning, or just a few seconds ago, about having effective, less lethal options, and that's the biggest key, you know, having effective, because having a different option other than lethal force is something that already exists on the police department, and no matter what the naysayers say, we have to use those. But are they effective? And I think that the low energy cartridge would be a great dynamic to being effective without killing people. A lot of times what we see is that officers are using ineffective, less lethal, which leads them to kill people probably quicker than they would if they had an effective, option to not have to pull a gun. But it has to be effective. You know, you have to be able to shoot people at a longer distance where you don't have close quarter combat. The same thing, you know, one of the biggest issues that I saw was with the taser. You know, the taser only go out to so many feet. And if it malfunctioned, that person is way too close to you, and it's going to be a conflict. We've seen officers have to shoot and kill people, or officers get seriously injured because they're relying on something like a taser. They shoot it, it doesn't work, it malfunctioned. They have no time to react to it. Pepper spray is the same thing. Pepper spray is probably the most dreaded weapon on your gun belt. You never want to use it because the pepper spray doesn't just shoot at a person's face and stick to their face. That thing creates a cloud. Sometimes officers spray it and get on other people if the wind is blowing in a certain direction. And I tell you what, that is the worst feeling in the world to get pepper sprayed, because it's unbearable pain for 45 minutes straight, and it reactivates several days later. So having something like a low energy cartridge give you plenty of flexibility, plenty of distance, and obviously distance is your friend. You know, I think that it also applies to, you know, people in their personal life. You know, they use, you know, tasers in their personal life, or, you know, their tasers don't extend like a gun. It's kind of like contact tasing. And, you know, people use bear spray and all this other stuff. But you really want something that's going to give you distance, that's going to be consistent, and that's going to be effective. And you want people to hurt when they get shot by this. And I guess another point that I want to bring out is that the low energy cartridge system can be applied to almost any gun type that you prefer to carry, you know, shotgun, handgun, rifle. And I think that flexibility alone is incredibly important.
Yeah, Brandon, I was going to ask you about that, because as not just as the actual use in the field, but I would imagine for training purposes, part of the mission that Quest has is to get these in the hands of both military groups and policing groups for field training, and it's not going to do much good if it doesn't feel like real life. So I understand that one of the advantages is that you can have the different types of real life action in a gun, whether it's a shotgun or whether it's a handgun. And I would imagine that would help so much as somebody in the experience of training in the field and trying to get used to handling these things. So maybe walk us through how that could be an effective market, just getting this out to all the different servicemen and all the different people in service in a training aspect, and how that would have helped you in your prior life.
Yeah, like I mentioned with the simunition round, I think this one is probably a better option, given the fact that you can, you know, measure the load that you put in the cartridge, because you can use this same weapon system in training and then apply it in real life. You're just using a different cartridge that's more effective and have a lot more takedown power. So the diversity of having this as a training mechanism and also being able to use it in real life is a game changer. You know, some of these other things you use in training, you can't use it in real life. It's not effective. You know, it's just used to simulate your real gun. It's not used to simulate the less lethal use of force. So this will be an incredible addition. And like I said before, I mean, that's why I joined Quest. You know, I got a lot of stuff going on, but I said, you know what? I got to be a part of this because this is going to change the game, especially in the military. Military training, they'll probably use it more on the training level. But policing in America, man, this is a training and a real life application munition that's been developed. And I think it's going to be a game changer. When I was a police officer, this would have been, you know, it would have replaced the taser for me. I never used it. I think I pulled it out twice, and that was probably in the same week, and I never used it again in the rest of my career. And so having something, you know, like a low energy cartridge would have given more options, you know, because people, you know, there's a deterrent too as well. You know, you pull something out on a person that looked like a gun, most people will, you know, think twice about what they're doing. And if you have an option to do that, obviously with the lethal cover, you can really mitigate a lot of hand-to-hand combat that would normally occur. You can also mitigate having to shoot or put your hands on somebody who is struggling with mental illness or holding. You know, there's a concept that people may not be familiar with. I'm not sure. It's called suicide by cop. So there's scenarios where people pull out a knife, they pull out some type of weapon, and they run at a police officer. And they don't have any intention to hurt the police officer, but they want to instigate a shooting so you can kill them. A lady pulled a knife on me when I was on duty. Thank God she cowered out and dropped it. But people do this type of thing, and we don't have other options. You know, a taser is not gonna be effective at all. So normally people pull out a knife on you, you know, and you can't really judge their intent well, and so you have to use deadly force on them. But with a low energy cartridge, somebody pull a knife on you and you have lethal cover, I mean, you can shoot them, and I guarantee you they're going to drop that knife or they're going to drop that weapon, and it'll give us a lot more flexibility and not have to kill people.
So, Brendan, can you give us a little insight on how this device gets put into police hands? What's the process that has to go through here to get this device at least tested by the police force and then, who knows, maybe even implemented by certain police forces or police broadly?
Well, yeah, you know, first of all, we're going to broadcast it at the SHOT Show, and many department heads and organizations, they come through there, and they're going to have access to see, you know, how the weapon works. They're going to see how it functions. They're going to be able to answer any questions that they have. Also, we're going to demo a few, you know, applications of the low energy cartridge on social media. And so that's going to garnish a lot of attention. And the way it works is that when you have something that's popular and that is, you know, effective, you can clearly, you know, have access to reach these police departments. I have in numerous police departments around the country. I'm well respected. So I, you know, it's a matter of developing it, making sure it's the, you know, at optimum. And then we go to these police departments, or some of them will come to us, and we give them an opportunity to demo in their training. For instance, the Tucson Police Department, obviously I was on the SWAT team there. I know everybody on the SWAT team pretty much. And when we have it ready for market, all you have to do is give it to some of the guys on the SWAT team, give it to the commander and say, hey, look, this is a new training munition that you can use. Give it a try and let us know what you think. And if they are impressed, I mean, it will be used, and they will be able to argue to the police department in the city that they need to outfit the entire police department with these things. I have experienced it personally, you know, going to the police department and trying some of these munitions that didn't work. And so we never used it. So that's just a one aspect of getting virality, getting, you know, this munition in front of a lot of people and for them to see how it functions and for, you know, kind of get that momentum, and police departments will pick it up.
Fair enough. Now, how about the retail market for, let's say, personal defense? This is a whole other market, actually getting it into individuals' hands. What's that process? What stage is the company in for the product?
Yeah, we're kind of in a, you know, our first phase of it. You know, I think that we'll be ready really to get it in the hands of the public at the SHOT Show in 2022. And that's going to be an epic accomplishment. You know, there's a competitive organization, a competitive company called Burner, and they've been able to do a tremendous job, but their cartridge is nowhere near as reliable as what we have to offer and as dynamic. So I'm incredibly confident that the citizenry will be extremely excited to have something that's a lot more, reliable in my personal opinion. And people see, they're going to be able to see it through social media. I have 1.6 million subscribers on my YouTube channel. I talk about Quest almost on a day-to-day basis. And also once we start to demo, that'll be promoted and people are going to see it and they're going to want to buy it. Also, I have connections, you know, it's not just me. Obviously, we're going to do the same thing and we're going to replicate this all over the country. I have connections right here in Scottsdale at the Scottsdale Gun Club. Once we have it to market, they'll easily put it in there and let people come and buy them and test them out. We'll be able to shoot them at the private range so customers can get a glimpse of, you know, how it operates. And I think that's one of the approaches that we're going to do to get it in the private sector for citizens to have and use as a dynamic, versatility in their own personal defense. And I'll tell people this, it's not going to replace a real gun. Now, most people who have real guns, this is an alternative and an effective alternative. But there is individuals in this country and everybody has the right to do what they want to do that do not want to have a lethal weapon in their house. They do not want to use a real gun. So for them, this will be an incredible option for them outside of a lethal weapon that can, you know, mimic whatever they want it to mimic. And it can for sure be effective.
Yeah, maybe for Christmas, instead of getting somebody a taser or pepper spray, you get them a low energy cartridge system. And that's a better form of defense for folks that don't want to have a lethal option in their house. And I just want to also just mention, since we're covering Quest, that Quest has a number of other products besides the low energy cartridge system. They do have drone surveillance and they do have electronic decoys in the field to help troops so that it scrambles the signal and other enemy combatants can't find out where they're at in the field. They have all kinds of tech and communication platforms that allow them to interact across the whole weapons platform and in the field. So there's a lot of things that Quest does, but this low energy cartridge system is just the latest product they come up with, and one that I think has a lot of reach in the marketplace, and one that has a couple different markets they can go after. Brandon, as we kind of wrap up here, are there any other main thoughts you want folks to take away, or is there any other thing you think investors should keep their eye on as it relates to Quest, the leadership in the company, and the direction and mission of the company?
Yeah, I think that, you know, for sure, you know, when you have David Luxton as a person that's a part of the company, obviously he's a chairman, he's an inventor, and he's invented probably the top, you know, weaponry munitions in the world. I mean, pepper, you know, the paintball, even in the sense of, you know, we used it as the pepper ball, which also David was a part of, the semi-munition rounds, the paintball, people do it all over the country. I mean, he is just viral in creating munitions that are effective and that are useful and really answers the need that people have all over the country, whether it's in a secular sense of having fun with your friends and also in a defense and a sense of defending yourself through proper training. And also we use pepper ball when we do crowd control and different things like that. So, I mean, this gentleman is viral in creating a need or filling a need for people all over the world. I mean, this is not just something that's a local need. This is not just something that I think will just be effective in America, although, you know, I'm primarily in the American market. But I think that this will change the world. And David has a track record of doing that. Myself included, you know, I have a tremendous amount of exposure to the public. I have a tremendous amount of respect in law enforcement. I was on a SWAT team. I know SWAT teams all over the country. I have access to police chiefs all over the country. And I think that that's going to help us, you know, kind of get the market and get a leg in some of the American markets here. But I think that I want people to understand that, you know, Burner, I think they had, you know, tens of millions of dollars in sales. And I don't even think they're a fraction of the abilities and dynamics and reliability of the Quest low energy cartridge. It's not even close. And they sold tens of millions of dollars. Also, I think it's important to note that I go on national TV all the time, and Burner had a huge influx in sales when they were promoted on national television, I think on Sean Hannity's show. And I go on Laura Ingraham all the time. You know, I'm on primetime probably once a week. I'm on all the other shows on Fox. I go on, you know, networks all across the country. I do podcasts all across the world. And so, you know, I think that's going to be a leverage point that we have at Quest, that we'll be able to, when it comes to market, we'll be able to have a large scale or a large scene to promote the low energy cartridge to. So I think we're in a great position to, you know, blow this thing up and get it in the hands of Americans and get it in the hands of law enforcement and military, you know, all over our country. So if I was, you know, to give any advice to an investor or somebody who's intelligent about investing, it's like you definitely want to keep an eye on Quest. You know, our stock has been going up and doing really well lately, and I think it's going to continue to grow and do very, very well, given the effectiveness of the low energy cartridge and the people that we have behind it.
All right, Brandon, really appreciate the update here. This low energy cartridge system, it is very interesting, especially with the large markets that are available to this system. We'll follow along as it gets more out into, let's say, the market, more out into the public, and see what the uptake is. Follow along with some of the tests and some of the shows that this product is going to be at, as well as the broader platform of products that Quest offers. If anybody has any follow-up questions for the Quest team, including Brandon, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you, and as I mentioned, we'll follow along as this product more makes its way into the broader market. Brandon, really appreciate your time today, buddy. We'll chat again, I'm sure, in a little while as this product moves more into market. In the meantime, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you for the update.
God bless you guys, and thank you.